What up, what up, what up? What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of The Salty Show. I'm your co-host, Timmy Two-Time in the house. What's up?
Hello, hello, hello. This is Heidi.
Hey, everybody. This is Jeremy, and welcome to our world.
Aw, shoot, Mr. Salty Soul. What do you got for us today?
Oh, my God. It was a roller coaster week. And let's start off with the Wuhan Chinese Asian virus hysteria has made strange bedfellows of the sympathy whores and the hypochondriacs all lining up to be tested at their local shopping center.
Oh, dear God.
Next, we're going to talk about stock market. It rallies on Friday. Record best day since 2008. And we'll also talk about Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson. Both in isolation, apparently.
Why?
And a bunch of other celebrities that are slowly contracting the coronavirus. Anyways, we'll talk about all that and more on this episode of The Salty Show.
Salty Show!
By the way, Tim keeps stealing that line, man. I don't know. I think he likes it secretly.
It's over for everybody. Do it at home, boys and girls. Do it at home.
Hey, before we start with the Heidi headlines, have you heard about this stupid-ass Florida governor, Andrew Gillum?
What did he do?
Oh, my God. Dude, he got...
What did he do?
He was involved in an incident at a Miami Beach hotel in which police identified three small baggies containing suspected crystal meth. Multiple sources close to the law enforcement confirmed to Florida police. This guy was in a hotel room with three other dudes doing meth. That who knows what else?
I don't think that's
Right. Remember Miami? We're sitting there trying to pick up chicks, and what was behind us? Almost got taken home.
What's behind you?
Nelson was backing it up.
Let's have this story. I want to hear this story. Forget this corona bullshit.
Me and Tim and another buddy of ours. And we're, you know, looking at ladies dancing. It's a Latin club, you know, and, you know, dancing all this music. Merengue, bachata, reggaeton, you know. And obviously, we're having a great time.
What were all those words?
Exactly. And our buddy is up in some, you know, up in like the second level, and
he's in the bird's nest.
Yeah. And he's just watching, and I see him recording, and I'm like, oh, you know, he's, you know, recording us. And I'm like, yeah. Well, come to find out, you know, cause we met up with him later, and he's like, hey guys, you guys want to look at this? And so he shows us, and guess what he was doing?
Filming the people behind you.
He was filming the guys behind us who were hitting on, like, you know, wanted to get really close to us, and we're oblivious because obviously it's a packed club. But yeah, we had we were trying to get picked up on. It was fun.
Well, anyway. There you go.
All right, yeah. What do you got? Give it to us raw.
Raw.
Yeah. Real quick. He was the gubernatorial. Whatever the fuck that is.
Yeah, I don't know.
He's not the governor, you know, whatever. He's a douche. Anyway.
Okay. So let's talk about Ohio real quick here.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Governor DeWine. DeWine. What the fuck kind of name is DeWine?
Oh, wow.
100,000 believed to have coronavirus in Ohio. God. Number projected to double every 6 days. This, yeah, exactly. And this Governor DeWine, seriously. First of all, with a name like that, how do you even vote for that guy to be in office? Let's start with that. Governor DeWine.
Okay.
He's got to be missing most of his teeth.
Tim messaged me today, and we're about to start selling some merch at the Salty Show. So for all the loyal fans, we might start selling some shirts now. Tim, I'm gonna let him say what you think our first shirt should be.
The first shirt that we're going to get, it's going to say, I survived coronavirus 20.
2020.
Yeah, no, it's not going to say 2020. It's going to be with the apostrophe 20.
Yeah.
The coronavirus of 20.
The great
survivor.
Apocalypse.
Something like that.
Exactly.
Well, yeah. Isn't it CORV-19 or something like
COVID.
That?
Oh, whatever.
COVID-19.
Yeah, COVID-19.
Because we're woke here at the Salty Show. So woke.
And it's going to have our logo in the back, man. I'm tired of this. This is... This, I got, you know what, Heidi,
you know
going.
What, we should start
state
selling
of Ohio.
Toilet paper. We should start selling toilet paper.
we can't salty. Get any toilet
no,
paper.
They do that in Australia, dude. They do that in Australia. Guys got it posted on
I got that one too. Okay. So, yeah. So anyways, Ohio, they are saying is likely to have over 100,000 cases is what they believe. Wow. And they believe it to double every 6 days.
Really? So what makes them think that there's going to all of a sudden be a huge surge in coronavirus?
Because they're fucking retards. I don't understand. I read this whole thing. I was like, there's nothing in here that, but they closed the schools. They've closed everything.
Yeah.
Everything.
I do not understand. what am I missing?
Well, this is what you're missing. This is what you're missing.
Okay. Inform me.
Coronavirus kills 15 people and the U.S. loses it. Oh, heart wow. disease kills over 500,000 people per year, and we put a fried chicken between two donuts. That's why.
Wrapped in bacon, right?
Yes. Well, fuck, now I want a donut chicken sandwich wrapped in bacon.
Exactly. Oh, my God.
That is... But, you know what, I say this every show when we talk about this stupid disease. It's getting to get to a point where we're going to stop talking about it because eventually I'm going to have a heart attack from coronavirus.
Yeah.
Right? It's really simple. All you got to do is wash your hands.
Yeah.
Don't touch your pee-pee and shake somebody's
whoa,
hand.
Whoa, that's going too far.
Don't touch your face.
You can touch your pee-pee. It can't be contracted through the pee-pee. Who knows?
Have they checked yet?
I got a video of AOC telling us not to touch our face. Oh, it's a great video. You're going to like it now. But hold on. Like you said, you know, I don't know. 15 people died. Everybody lose their mind. What happened to Land of the Free, Home of the Brave? More like Land of the Weak because of the safe space, man. Home of the safe space, basically, right? Jesus Christ.
You know, when we're comparing numbers, I mean, Hillary Clinton has had more people killed than coronavirus.
Dude, so Ashley St. Clair, because you know I follow all these fucking. She actually tweeted that she did. Yeah, so whatchamacallit? Hillary Clinton saying going off on Donald Trump, and she goes, you got a better kill record than the coronavirus.
Oh, no. A friend of mine posted out there.
I lost that was something to that effect. I fucking lost it.
A friend of mine posted out there, and Epstein did not die of the coronavirus. So exactly. He's like, if we're gonna dig up shit, let's just keep it up.
Oh my God!
What else you got?
Patient zero.
Next up here. Yeah. Epstein. So going right along with this same thing, I saw this and I'm like fuming. Now they want to tell us what to tell our kids about coronavirus, about the coronavirus pandemic. Let me tell you what I told my kids.
Jesus Christ.
That's what they're calling it. This is what I told my kids. Wash your hands. Keep your hands off your face, just like you do for the flu, just like you do when you go into pee or poop, just like you do when you are. And if people are around you coughing and sneezing without covering their mouths, just don't be near them. Let them do that on their own.
No, they need to tell them.
And use
cover your mouth. Yeah,
and, oh, they are. And use your hand sanitizer. That's what I told them. But no, America, the government would like to tell you what you should tell your children.
You know what I tell people? Just start sneezing on people. You want to you know what? Just sneeze on them.
So I want to tell you this. So Tom Hanks, right? Did you guys hear this? Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson.
Yeah. Yes.
They're both out there making some movie or whatever. And they're both in isolation right now after testing positive for the Wuhan virus. Now, here's what they have to say.
Wilson! I'm sorry! I'm sorry, Wilson!
We can't see it.
Wilson, I know. It's just audio.
I'm sorry!
Wilson!
Well done.
I can't.
Well done.
Well done. I'm sorry.
Wilson!
Okay, I guess he really feels bad for giving Rita Wilson the coronavirus. Hey. All right, Gotti, what else you got?
Oh, dear Lord, that was such a dad joke.
No. All right. So Larry the Cable Guy has the answer on how to handle this. Okay, so Larry the Cable Guy is sitting on the toilet. You see his knees in the picture in the bottom of the video, mm-hmm. and he looks over and picks up his empty toilet paper roll
and wipes with it.
And he's looking at the cardboard roll because he's really not sure what he's going to do.
No.
But have no fear, because in comes his little
He picked up his dog.
His little
Shih-poodle or whatever.
Little Shih Tzu.
He's about to teacup Shih Tzu. There's
a use for there you go. Dog.
There you go. Jesus see, Christ. Dog's best friend and.
what is that from?
That's from The Purge. I'm gonna keep using that because everybody's bad. Let me tell you something. Right.
So as it comes, so Trump Jr. today. You talk about a guy that is just got this guy's fucking awesome. Yeah. He retweet he on IG and Twitter. He posts that damn video and he goes, now more than ever. China.
Uh-oh.
China what?
Donald Trump doesn't touch China. China asshole. He posted that. He goes, now more than ever.
I was dying.
I was like, this guy's got no. What?
You heard the executive order he passed, right?
No, what did he do?
So China, you know, the reason there's a shortage is because obviously one of the things that's been revealed throughout this whole thing is how much dependent we are on China for medical supplies, mm-hmm. dude. And so his executive order was, I think he cut no more supplies, medical supplies from China. Hold on, let me read it.
So I do know some of the insulin that Connor uses. I told him, I'm like, you need to order a couple months worth and stock up, because one of the concerns is that one of them comes out of China.
Yeah.
And I mean, that keeps him alive, period. Like that's so, one of them comes out of Denmark, thank God. So we were trying to figure out where the other one came from, but. So while you're looking that up, I got one more.
I found it. So it says Trump announced an executive order that all medical supplies be American made. And so, again,
does he have the power to do that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Foreign trade. I mean, he could say that the VA can't do that. But as far as every other hospital, he doesn't have a say on where they purchase their things from, does he?
Import.
I think when it's national security like that, or a national emergency like this, I think he can. And so he declared a national emergency. Along with that comes these type of because, again, there is a shortage in medical supplies, because here's what happens. China's having this outbreak, right? And they're dealing with this. And so they look at the products that they're deciding offshore, and they're like, yeah, actually, we need this. So we're going to keep it. Right. And now there's a shortage in the United States again. What this has revealed is how dependent we are on that kind of stuff. And so he says, you know what? We cannot be this dependent on China, because the next outbreaks or a pandemic, or when a real pandemic comes, you know, and China says, hey, actually, we're just going to keep the stuff. We're going to be in this predicament where people are literally, you know, there's no more toys. Anyways, go ahead. Yeah.
How did this all translate into toilet paper?
I don't know. I have no idea. You know why? Because it's all bullshit, Jeremy. It's all bullshit.
Well, okay.
I told you guys why. The same material in a medical mask is like the same thing in toilet paper or something like that. So they can make a mask out of toilet paper.
The people who are buying all this toilet paper, they have no idea about this.
They don't know what to do. Yeah, they don't know what to do.
Yeah.
I'm so confused. This whole thing just has me so confused as to what is happening and why it's happening. And
I'm going to go on the monologue here, but I'm going to let Heidi finish her next story.
Okay, so last but not least, if you are looking for toilet paper, there's a family in Australia that a few days before this whole craze with toilet paper happened, she went on to change her online order of toilet paper. She usually orders 48 rolls of toilet paper at one time. And she was screwing up. She went to go switch the company up to order switch the type of toilet paper that she wanted to order from the company. The company is called Who Gives a Crap. And she went to go change the type.
Bookmark that.
Yeah. She went to go change the type of rolls that she was buying. Wanted a different whatever.
Quilted versus regular.
Whatever it was. Right. Yeah. Typed in 48 to get her 48 rolls and accidentally instead got 48 cases. And she went to go track her credit card. And sure enough, $2,153.78 later.
Jesus.
And two pallets of toilet paper. So she says, hey, that's okay. This is great. A couple days later, this crazy pandemic goes on with toilet paper. So she started selling the toilet paper online. She charged it just a little bit higher because her daughter's getting ready to take a field trip for school. And why the hell not? pad her pocket a little bit so that she could pay for the trip out of the dumb dumbs of the world's money.
Dude, I was at the grocery store last night. I've never seen lines like this before on a Thursday night. People got toilet paper. I mean, bleach and water. Like the world is coming to an end. This shit reminded me of that, you know, back east, you know, back in New York and, you know, Pittsburgh, you know, Philly and all that. When it snows, like always the, when they say it's going to snow 12 feet of snow, the world is coming to an end. You're going to be stuck in your, you know, my favorite comic, Vic DiBattista. You guys should watch this guy. This guy's great. You guys have seen him, but, you know, PSA for Vic, you know, he got famous. The video that took off for him, it's called Bread and Milk. It shows him running around frantic going, I got to get the bread and milk. Got to get the bread and milk. And he's got his camera with him and he's just his cell phone and he's going nuts running around like what people do. That is like a 10-second video of him doing that. That's it. There's no stand-up comedy, no nothing. Okay. It's him just being crazy, running around. I got to get the bread and milk. That thing has got millions and millions of views because it's so true.
This was before the whole thing came out?
Yeah, but that's what this is. It's like, this is what reminds me. Like, people running around like, I got to get toilet paper and water. I got to get, you know.
And so back to this lady in Australia that got the two pallets of toilet paper. She made a mistake. The great thing about that, though, toilet paper stores very well. And it's something you're going to use the rest of your life. Exactly. It's not like,
She's selling it. She says, my daughter's got a trip. Band trip or some
even
crap.
If there wasn't, let's face it, if there wasn't a quote unquote shortage of toilet paper, no one would buy toilet paper from a stranger.
No.
That's just weird.
Yeah.
But the fact that, you know, if there wasn't a run on toilet paper and she got stuck with two pallets of toilet paper, so what? You store it in the garage. And it's going to be there when you need it for the next.
That's what I said.
And the toilet paper, the people selling the toilet paper are capitalizing on it. Somebody was telling me they went on Amazon to order toilet paper, where it's usually like a little over $1 a roll. It's going for $2 and $3 a roll.
Yeah.
It was
supply demand,
capitalism, baby.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, Heidi.
There you go.
Heidi. You got anything else for us?
No.
Or is that it?
That's good.
Sweet.
All right. So, guys, I'm gonna. For you, Jeremy, I'm going to break it down on the theory that I have. And this is a compilation of what I've seen. Bill Gates recently blogged and when you look at Bill Gates' approach to this and when you look at Elon Musk's approach to this, they're two very different billionaires, right? One of them is very practical. The other one is very hysterical. So let me explain. Bill Gates recently blogged, calling on governments to dump billions of dollars into finding a cure for this, for the virus. Now, people usually wrongfully classify certain professions as altruistic positions. For example, doctors, nurses, teachers. And while by nature, these positions affect a lot of people, right? We forget that these positions are filled by human beings. And humans bring with them every aspect of what being a human means, right? They come in different shapes and sizes, etc. So you have to ask yourself, could human beings that are in these professions be corrupted like anyone else in any other profession? And the answer is yes. And what does that mean? It means that there is money to be made when there is a pandemic. And so who are these people who benefit? The news agencies benefit from this, because there's an increase in viewership because people want to know. Hysterical politicians who want to win the next election benefit from this because it portrays the president as not competent. Corrupt countries, China, that want to destroy the United States benefit from this. So we have to have perspective when it comes to this. We have to look at the facts. And here are the facts. The Democrats right now are raising money. Right. I was listening to this guy. He was saying, dude, they're emailing their donors, informing them about Corona and then saying, by the way, donate to the Democratic Party. This is raising funds for their campaign. The news media rakes in advertisement money when ratings go up. Right. This is how they benefit from this. This is why they want to keep people hysterical. And right now, Tim, you sent us a document. The Chinese are fighting Trump on their ongoing trade disputes. And this is just another evidence, because now they're blaming the United States for starting this virus. China, dude. Okay, now. Here's the media, okay, and I'm going to give you examples of how the media, because I named out three of them: the media, politicians, and corrupt countries. All right, so we know that the media plays a role in creating panic, and to me, that's one of those things where literally they're bringing countries down to their economic knees, dude. People are in panic. Like my family was sending me pictures. They're like, I'm at this store, I'm at that store, Fry's, Safeway, I'm here, I'm there. It empty of the toilet paper. People are taking the toilet paper.
Yep.
So the hysteria created by this will have effects of crying wolf too many times. Because when there is a real epidemic, people will ignore it because they will be immune to this hysteria. No pun intended. And so the leftist media are useful idiots for China. I'm going to show you a video. Don Lemon desperately trying to politicize the virus, and he fails miserably. So this is the first video I'm going to show you guys.
Reporting that is in the New York Times, detailing the failures of the federal government that they had repeatedly to get ahead of this virus. Give me your reaction to this reporting.
I have to really be very clear that the experience of state officials all the way up to the governor in working with the federal government has been very productive and very positive. We believe very strongly that we don't want to see this devolve into a political situation, that the most important thing is that officials from the federal government, the state government, are working together.
It shouldn't be a political, but I'm just, what I want to know is, are you getting the support that you need from the federal government?
What I am hearing from state officials is that the collaboration is very positive.
Okay.
So I think, you know, really that's all I can say about it. We want to continue to increase cooperation. The public is relying on us to work together as collaboratively and effectively as we can.
So again, you hear him, and she's not, you know, she's not going into this because she doesn't want to. There's no need for that.
Basically, he's trying to lead her into saying, you know, the feds are screwing us over and they're not helping us. And as soon as she says, well, no, it's been great, you just see the look on his face. It was like a kid that someone took away his toy.
Yeah, exactly.
What I'm asking is, are you getting everything you need from the federal government?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, he's asking the same question in a different way. He's like, yeah, I'm not trying to politicize this, but are you getting everything you need from the federal government? Like, that's politicizing it, you dumb.
I'll tell you this. I'll take this seriously when I see the news media cancel their news broadcasts because they're all at home avoiding the virus. You will know when this is an issue when you hear this sound on all the channels.
I'm sensing a reoccurring theme.
I'm serious. This is when you know you should panic. Until then, these guys are full of shit. And you know what frightens me about this? Because this is for real. What this fiasco has made evident right now is how fragile societies are at the hands of irresponsible journalists.
Yeah.
Because, dude, nothing is happening and people are panicking. And again, this scares me because it's a very fragile, you know, we don't understand how fragile this is. And again, over nothing.
Well, I mean, here, it's a little bit less. And you think about Italy, that thing is taking like Italy by storm, dude. You know what I mean?
I'll talk about why Italy. So you know why Italy, though, right? I'll tell you. So Italy recently opened up its borders to a lot of Chinese migrants from guess what city?
Wuhan.
And I don't know if it's factories or whatever, but they're out there in Italy. So they have they got a bunch of Chinese who brought. And so, but see, people are not reporting this. When I first heard this, I'm like, that's weird. Why Italy has
even Iran?
It's because exactly.
Wait.
But so to me, that can you tell me the news? And when you tell me the news, please tell me. But they don't want to do this because they're woke. Because at the second that they say, oh, it's affecting the Chinese communities in Italy. Oh, okay. This makes sense. But the thing is that they don't want to say that. And it's like, you have to tell people the truth, but they don't want to tell you the truth because they want you to be panicked. Because the more panicked you are, the more you watch the news and the more you buy toilet paper.
All right. So you're saying that there's a factory or something in Italy that was run by the
Yeah, let me find the article. You know what, Heidi, can you look that up? Italy has an influx of Chinese workers, and that's where this the outbreak started, and it happened in Italy.
Right. So there. Once again, facts. The fact that you watch the news for news and you don't get the facts. The fact that you have to go read multiple articles, Google half your day. I got a job. You know what I mean? Like, the goal is to be able to watch the news to actually get the facts, or at least get the headline so that if I want to research, I can go do my own research. But you don't even get that. Mm-hmm. And I brought this up the other day. Most of these news organizations like CNN and Fox is getting that way and MSNBC, they're not news stations anymore. They are opinion people like Don Lemon and Hannity and, you know, all these guys. And they're giving you their viewpoints based on, they're giving you their opinion and views based on a story. That doesn't mean that's the actual facts. You still have to go research it all. You know what I mean? But anyway, you got more to talk. You had 3 points.
All right.
I don't see anything necessarily. Right,
we'll get back to it.
I'll find it. But I, like I said, I was listening. So here's things that again, you know, you said you don't have time. I get it, Tim. But, you know, obviously I'm doing a podcast and I want to make sure that, you know, I understand what's going on. And that's one of those things that I read about. I'm like, oh, my God, you know, and again, the media leaves this out. Why? Because, again, and I'm going to talk about this. It's coming up as to why, you know, we're in this woke movement. But it benefits the narrative, and the narrative that they want to paint is, again, oh, this could affect anybody. Okay, that's not true. Now, here's something else. Okay, so I have a Netflix and a Hulu subscription, and, you know, they recommend stuff to you, right? I know you guys log in, and the first thing that you get is what Netflix or Hulu are recommending. And they're on an all-out war against Trump, against conservatism. And one of the first things I see is a new episode of a show called Dirty Money. It's a Netflix original. And on that episode, they portray Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, as corrupt, rich versus the poor. Right. It's as if Bernie himself wrote the script, dude. And this is Netflix. They're recommending this shit to me. And I know that they're recommending it to everybody else. Do you think they'll ever post something like that about Obama on the front page of Netflix?
Or Biden?
About how he was corrupt on Hillary Clinton or Biden or Bernie Sanders? They don't. So again, they have a leftist slant. And again, all this is happening around the same time. Hulu puts out a documentary about painting Hillary Clinton in a good light. Oh, she was just misunderstood. Oh, that's not how it happened. This is what, you know, how she really is. She's a person. She's got feelings. Yeah, bullshit. There's no coincidence. They are actively.
Dinesh D'Souza's. What was his movie? What was his movie?
Yeah, he had a bunch of them. Yeah.
Yeah, the one that was following the
Death
history
of America or something like that.
Yeah. Anyways, that's not on Netflix.
Exactly. So in my opinion, this is not a coincidence. They're actively trying to manipulate the election, and it's disgusting. All right, let's move on. So that was the media. Now, politicians, right? Now, here's one thing I'm grateful for. I'm grateful for this president, dude, because this guy knows how to. Here's our favorite CNN reporter, Jim Acosta. After Trump's given, he's got a coalition of companies and his staff who they're trying to discuss this coronavirus thing and how to get ahead of it. Jim Acosta is there as part of the press who's reporting on this, and he gets his first question, and here's Trump's answer.
Why do you say to Americans who are concerned that you're not taking this seriously enough and that some of your statements don't match what your health experts are saying?
That's CNN. Fake news. Go ahead. Thank you very much.
He doesn't even answer his question. He's like, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Fake news in the house. We just got to give them a seat because they're one of the... Yeah. The fuck out of here. And again, so... all right. So now, like I told you guys earlier, we got the best advice from our favorite politician, Alejandra Ocasio-Cortez. And let me show you...
How has she not died from the coronavirus?
Because, you know, stupid always lives. Yes. I'm sorry.
All right.
Like a cockroach always lives. She a cockroach, man. Look at her. She look like a cockroach.
All right. So here we go. advice
A very cute there, one that oh I would. God,
not with that grill. All right, so advice from AOC. Oh, not that
I
one.
I know
sorry.
It sounds banal, but one of the key parts of preventing infection is washing your hands.
Let me rewind this. Oh, here.
But one of the key parts to preventing transmission is washing your hands and not touching your face. And not touching your face. Answered, and do you feel like you're getting the response that needs to come from this
happening? Two,
well, it's still
three,
ongoing. We are getting,
four.
It is still ongoing, so we are getting some increased responses from the CDC. Diligent as possible about
five.
Symptoms. And to call the
I like
CDC
the music.
Hotline,
six, seven, eight,
was nine, classified so much of the information. So there's a lot of folks that are trying to ask themselves and make sure that you make sure that we stay diligent on those public health aspects. Our public health system is going to be the key critical aspect of preventing transmission.
I feel like I lost like some IQ points watching that video.
Now, oh my. Biden now, the front runner, most likely the Democratic nominee. Says that America needs a president that will act rationally. Here is that video.
Coronavirus emanated from China. A national emergency, worldwide alerts. The American people need to have a president who they can trust what he says about it. That he is going to act rationally about it. In moments like this, this is where the credibility of a president is most needed. As he explains what we should and should not do. This is no time for Donald Trump's record of hysterical xenophobia,
bro.
And fear-mongering.
All right, so again, he says, he's mad that
coronavirus.
Trump's calling it coronavirus. And this is about, I think maybe a month ago, back in January. Okay, so then here's a video of Joe Biden back when was it the swine flu or that epidemic that hit during their time. And this is what he said at that time. Now, again, he wants a president who's not going to create panic and blah, blah, blah. This is him. This is what he said back then.
On mitigation. Let me ask you this, and this is by no means a gotcha type of question, I promise. But if a member of your family came to you, no, Mr. Vice President, if a member of your family came to you and said, look, I want to go on a commercial airliner to Mexico and back within the next week, would you think it's a good idea?
I would tell members of my family, and I have, I wouldn't go anywhere in confined places now. It's not that it's going to Mexico, it's you're in a confined aircraft. When one person sneezes, it goes all the way through the aircraft. That's me. I would not be at this point if they had another way of transportation.
What a leader.
And they ride the subway.
What a leader.
So from my perspective.
Yeah. And again.
Yeah. Don't take planes. Don't take trains. Don't take.
You know what's crazy? That was what, maybe 8-10 years ago?
Yeah.
Like, you look at him there, he looks pretty healthy. Yeah. You look at him now,
he's just
like, that guy, he really does look like the Crypt Keeper from Tales from the Crypt.
Exactly.
That guy's just like, I'm going to die.
Oh, God.
All right. So, the next piece, because again, we covered the news media, how they benefit, politicians, how they benefit. They create hysteria. They want to defeat the president. This is the way to do it. Again, just the latest hysteria from the Democratic Party. Now, countries, China specifically, who would like to see the United States not be the world leader. Tim, you sent us this article, and I'm going to read a little bit from it. Inside China's high stakes campaign to smear the United States over coronavirus. Now, again, if you remember, China refused to let the U.S. CDC into China so that they could observe and check. And now they're claiming that the U.S. didn't do enough. So let me I'm just going to read from it. If you listen to Chinese state-run media, you think President Trump went to China and released vials of coronavirus on groups of unsuspecting men and women and children. Beijing has been bending over backwards, trying to convince the world that the United States is the real culprit behind the quickly spreading virus that's already claimed more than 4,600 lives across the globe. It's a high stakes strategy for the Asian nation fighting to keep its superpower status amid a national lockdown and palpable anger over claims that Wuhan, China, the epicenter of the coronavirus, at first covered it up, triggering a worldwide health and economic crisis. And they did cover it up. That's why they didn't want the United States to be it. Yes, they did. Now,
dude,
the
doctor, people that discovered it got arrested.
Yeah.
Then they died like a week later. And one of them got, and they said one of them was infected with it. No, they realized what they were doing and what was going to happen. They probably released and they were like, oh, shit, this wasn't what we were supposed to do. It was and even CNN and all these freaking news organizations in January, before this thing became a pandemic, they all were saying the Wuhan virus in China, it's a blah, 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 blah. They were going off.
Mm-hmm.
And now, oh, man, we got to be tolerant. We can't call it Wuhan. It's COVID-19 and we're woke and is xenophobic. Oh, shut the fuck up. Yeah. This is what I got for you, xenophobia. A fucking splooge right in your face.
Huh. Well, all right then.
Sorry, it's just tired of this shit.
They're saying that the spread is decreasing in China right now.
Yeah.
And so you know how I know that this is just a ploy from China, because so the NBA canceled this basketball season this year due to the Wuhan virus. Meanwhile, China has recalled all Chinese players back to China to play on their games in April or face being permanently banned from ever playing in China. So if this is real, why are they calling their players and saying, hey, you guys got to come back and play if this is a real? See, they're not, this is not serious. And so by all these organizations, the NCAA, all of them canceling everything, it's just an overreaction, and China's benefiting from this.
Dude, it's an overreaction, but this is what happens. When South by Southwest canceled, right? They canceled, not postponed, they canceled. A good amount of the vendors that work South by Southwest are probably going out of business because, unfortunately, all their eggs are in that one basket. They make most of their money during South by Southwest, and then the rest of the year is just, gravy. That's just extra, right?
Well, they get a different job or whatever.
But I'm saying like the vendors like make a lot of money there. Like that's their harvest, right? The NC two-way tournament, man. Like how much money is generated by that? The schools lose money because, their teams don't go in, they don't win. There's a lot of money in this. Vegas loses a shitload of money because of all the gambling and all the visits to Vegas, all the hotels and everything that comes with it. There's such a big trickle down effect. The Major League MLB suspended its operations until probably April. In New York, they shut down every major venue, Madison Square Garden, Barclays, where all these major things. Dude, there's no the recovery for this. They have some money, but who suffers? You know who suffers from all this?
Everybody.
The consumers.
Small business owners.
The consumers, because what happens is every price gets jacked up now because they go, well, we got to make up that revenue we lost. So now that, $20 ticket is $80 because I got to still pay these guys under contract. There's nothing in that contract that says you don't get paid because Wuhan, there's no, there's no insurance on that.
Right. Frankly, that's on the NBA. If the NBA decided that we're going to cancel the rest of the thing and they have billions of dollars going out to player salaries, fine. Then the NBA has to take that in the pants. That's to your point, right? Those people have contracts that specify nowhere in there that if there's a virus that comes out of China, you have to work, you don't get paid, you don't work. That's not in any of their contracts, I'm pretty sure, at least. And so it's on the NBA. The NBA decided to do that. The NBA needs to take it in the pants.
Right. But they take it in the pants and then they redistribute that shit. What I mean?
Right. To a point. But you can only charge so much for a ticket. If they cancel this season and then next year or next season, they try charging, $150 for a ticket that used to be $15. Well, good luck with that, because no one's going to pay that.
So let me ask you this.
Yep.
With everybody canceling, do you think it's based on they care, or you think it's based on they don't want the bad press if they keep going on and somebody gets sick you know, catches it and they get sued. I think it's because it's negligence.
Yeah. I think it's both. I think the train has left the station, and the panic station has left the station. And if you're not on board, you are anti people's health. That's what's happening. Now, going back to the Italy, I had actually read this on an Instagram and said, and this is what it says: many Italians in northern Italy sold their leather goods and textile companies to China. Italy then allowed 100,000 Chinese from Wuhan and Wenzhou to move to Italy to work in these factories with direct Wuhan flights. What is the result? Northern Italy is Europe's hotspot for Wuhan coronavirus. Right now, when we first heard this news, we were, oh, Italy, how is Italy? They didn't mention this. It's like, this is an important piece to let the people know. And again, it is a Wuhan Chinese Asian virus. And if and when Trump put that stop and said, we're not no longer going to accept any flights from there, people were like, that's racist. No, it was the right thing to do. And you know what? He may have saved a lot of lives. So here's something else that I wanted to say. So here are the numbers, and I'm going to show you guys this. The Wuhan virus by the numbers. The majority of infections are mild, right? 80%. 13% are severe, which require hospitalization. 4% or 4.7% are critical and require intensive care. Okay. The majority of people recover, right? So right now, currently ill is 40%. Recovered, 56%. Died, 3%. Those numbers are minuscule, and that's the people who get it.
I have a question.
All right, and who is most...
I have a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
How does that statistic for the coronavirus compare to the statistics for every other flu that we have exactly. every year in this
does,
on this
it
planet?
Does yeah. Thank you.
So, no, seriously, is right, how many doesn't. People... What percentage of the people that get it die from last year's flu that went through that no one gave a shit about? I'm willing to bet it was more than 3.5% in the elderly and the yep. the children, right?
Yeah, I don't think to this day I don't think there's been any child who's died
this is
from
bullshit.
This. And why are schools closing? Like children are the most least to be hurt by this, and yet schools are shutting down. Okay, anyway, moving on. Okay, so people said, "Oh my God, Trump is racist. Why just China?" So then Trump. Trump does Trump. He says, you know what? Okay, fine. EU, no more flights from certain European countries. Oh, EU blows a gasket. They start complaining. They're like, well, we didn't get consulted on. That's kind of, well, we are a sovereign country and we get to decide who, you know, if this is really a pandemic, Europe, everybody else, liberals,
yeah.
then
I'm gonna
let's
stop you
do
from
this.
Coming into my country.
Exactly. And that's what he's doing. He's like, you know what? Okay, I'm going to, emergency. And let's take care of it. And I don't know if you guys saw his press conference today. Man, he's making a coalition of the private sector and the public sector. You got companies like Walmart, Walgreens, Target, CVS. They're all stepping up and saying, look, people want to get tested for this. Go to this website. See if you have these symptoms. If you do, just go to here and it's paid for. And so, you know, Trump is again, and this is a good practice run, if anything.
Well, you know, because he's paying them for it. The government's giving all right. these guys money to yep. do this instead of them saying, oh, wait, you know, I should just be doing this right. anyway. You know what I mean? If I made my billions here, let me give back to this country instead of, oh, no, I got to wait for the government to give yeah. me money. They're not doing it out of the generous right. of their heart. They're getting a kickback on the back. My
True.
Tax
it's
dollars.
A business.
Our tax dollars yeah. are paying for all those big.
Right. How much does, I don't have no idea. How much does the actual test cost?
Dude, they were saying a couple $100 to a couple
know.
Thousand.
I don't know.
To what are they doing?
For
are
real?
They swab
for,
you.
Wait,
swab
wait you, yeah. you want the real price or you want the inflated, I've got to make my fucking millions price?
Exactly.
It's like a con swab. It's like getting a fucking, you know, chlamydia test. They swipe,
you know,
swipe,
and you know
test.
What?
They're not swiping right. your hoo-ha, your
no,
dick
no,
hole.
No, but
that's not
your mouth.
That's what chlamydia.
No, I know, but they take this. No, but from what I heard, they
You're
take
going
the
to
swab.
The wrong place.
He's but, like, it's a chlamydia test.
You know, no. What I'm
they're
saying
like, bend
is,
over. Wait, what?
What I'm saying is, It's a they take
was that
a
good
swab.
For you? Was that good for you?
And they test it.
They're molesting you, Tim. Tim, if they're swiping
no,
you,
don't
like,
they swab inside your cheek?
Do you know what chlamydia is?
I know. It's
like, why have you been to chlamydia testing before?
I've never needed one. But no, they take the swab. They swab your fucking cheek, from my understanding, and they test it. This shit's not fucking rocket science. They listen to you, you know? It's like, I don't think they listen to you breathe.
Hold on, I'm coughing.
Jesus Christ.
Coronavirus.
Oh, my God.
But you see what I'm saying? Like, why? See, this is, if you want to look at anything, okay, I'll say this. If you're going to say, we got to test everybody that if you have these symptoms, why are these tests not readily available? Once they knew they had a test, and apparently they shipped 4 million yep. around the country. That's what they said. I don't know how it got there or whatever. But my understanding is that right away, after all the bullshit, about 4 million were sent mm-hmm. around the country to be mm-hmm. prepared. Right? How can you not get a test?
Well, according to Governor DeWine, they only got 1,000 in Ohio.
I'm going to repeat what I started off the show with, Tim, and it's this: people, there are the sympathy whores who are like, I got the coronavirus, you know, and the hypochondriacs. No, because there are some people who just want the sympathy, and then there's the hypochondriacs who's like, oh my God, I can't breathe, and you know what I mean. These people. All of them are like, oh my God, this is heaven for them because right. you know what I mean? Like, I knew it. And then the people who are like, some of that is like, oh, I needed this because of the attention that I'm getting. It's like, stop the fucking drama because this is a drama, dude. This is drama all over TV. This is like reality. I mean, we did elect a reality president, reality show president. And this is what we're getting. We're getting fucking drama, man, all over the place by everybody in every sector of society.
So let me ask you this, because, you know, whatever, you know, I'm shocked that this isn't like the highest fucking rated story going on TV yeah. right now.
Yeah.
Trump was at Mar-a-Lago over the weekend with the Brazilian national who tested yep. positive for this.
That's not true. Right. Reread the article. The Sun recently came out and said that the Brazilian guy was not tested positive. He tested negative.
Oh.
That was one of the articles I read about today.
See, was it one of those things where they just worded it? It was like,
so,
he was
I mean,
tested.
It literally just came out like, yes, like this today. It came out either yesterday or today. I was like, whoa, like multiple sources. Even Trump said he was like around this, the guy.
I don't trust anything that comes out right away. Even that article you sent me, yeah. that I was like, no, I'm waiting for a quote unquote, at least a legitimate news organization to report this before I believe it. I'm not going to believe anything that comes with.
Did you actually open the article?
The domain. It didn't open.
It didn't open.
It didn't open. No, not for me.
No. That's too bad.
It didn't open?
Winning.
No, it didn't. Yeah. What was it?
Basically, you gotta click it again.
Right. So was
it the big dick one? You disgusting guy. I was like, I'm not gonna click anything. Good thing
you didn't click it.
I clicked it, but nothing opened up.
I guess you didn't copy.
I swear, nothing opened.
But it was the big black guy.
God. You know that. Yeah. Oh, God.
Burned in your
Heidi
mind forever.
Yeah. So anyways.
Heidi says this and I'm like, oh God.
Go ahead. I was at work, man.
I think I was at work too. Come to think of it.
Anyway.
Oh, no. I was at work. We were all at work.
Well, you own your own business. But if we definitely got Rick Rolled.
That's the Rick Rolled. That's the Rick Rolled gift. All right,
but you got all these people being infected, getting over it, right? China, I was reading an update. China's pretty much, apparently contained it. Like you said, people are going back to work. They're making people play games. Is it reality that they contained it? You know what I'm saying? Or is the reality of they're going to give the illusion that it's contained and just force people to go back and not have this hysteria because their economy is also getting hurt. You know what I mean?
Yep.
What is the truth? The problem is I can't believe anything. I can't believe anything. No. To me, the truth is when I see people die, oh, you died. You know, you died. That's a number.
I think you were, you may have said this. I don't know who said this, but the stock market is a good, what is that? When you measure somebody's pulse, it's a good, indicator of the pulse of a nation. Because you know, it's doing this, and that's what the country, you know, the world is basically doing. It's going to be good. It's going to be great. Right. It's going to be bad. But I heard somebody say this, that right now sellers, you know, people are saying, oh my God, everybody's selling. But what people are not taking into account, that there's people who are actually buying, because without a seller, without a buyer, there's no seller. Right. So there's people who are buying this. Now, the seller is selling out of the emotions and the hysteria that's happening. They're like, oh my God, I got to sell. And the buyer is doing that out of rational. They're planning for the future. They're like, okay, this is a great investment. Because if you think about it, companies haven't changed their product. Apple didn't all of a sudden start making a crappy product. You know what I'm saying? Like, so why is the stock going to fall? So here's the thing. Again, when a buyer buys that stock, what he's doing is he's looking at future profits. The seller is locking in their loss. They're never going to make that up. As soon as, and that's what happens today. When it came back up, it rebounded. People are like, oh shit, you just lost all that money you sold. That's the thing. It's like,
so you got to remember. So the reason why I'm going to say that, there's the people that have their money in their 401ks that, you know, they lost their money and it'll come back. But you got to remember, people make billions betting against the stock. You got to remember, you know, you've watched me play craps in, actually, you've never seen me play craps in Las Vegas. But anyway, you can bet. So right on the pass. So I'm going to use the pass line example, right? The stock market, when you're buying stock, that's the pass line. You're betting that it's going to go up, right?
Yep.
But you can bet the don't pass, which means you're betting that guy's going to crap out. He's going to roll a 7. So you got guys putting money in, and you got people betting against. And when they put their shorts in and they have computers that tell them when they can short this thing. There's people making money all the way down and all the way up. The people like us that don't know how to do that, we don't make that money. We lose our money. My 401k, that $70,000 that I lost over the last freaking couple weeks, gone. Will it come back? Yes. But instead of being $70,000 up and keep making money as this market was going up, right? Making another 70, I lost that 70. It's going to take me maybe a couple months to a year, 2 years to get that back, depending how fast it goes back up. But all these guys that know how to short stocks and bet against it, dude, they're making money hand over fist. The volatility index, if you look at the volatility index, that thing was in like the low, low tens a month ago. That son of a bitch was over, like, I think it hit over 60. Almost 70, I think, by yesterday.
I think
it closed today. Right? But that volatility, yeah. Right, but that volatility index, that right there is what people bet a lot of money on. And when you hit that, that's like hitting a fucking double 12 or a snake eye, man. Yeah. And you put 25 on that, you're getting a couple hundred. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So anyway, but there's more to it.
But
then.
For me, it's, stop the panic, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
That's the answer. Stop the panic.
We need to. So I guess the problem is, to your point, Nelson, one of the big things is the news, right? The news is putting out these opinion pieces, passing them off as facts, and they're causing a hysteria. How do we stop that?
I'm not out there buying toilet paper and, you know what I mean, selling. I'm not doing that shit. I'm not participating.
Right, no, but how do we stop the news? How do we stop the news companies from doing that?
The best we can do is on our show. Tell people this is hysteria. Don't panic. You know, we're doing. I mean, the least we can do, right? But I'm not participating in that. I haven't gone to the store in all this time. I'm like, I'm not gonna do that. I'm gonna freaking, you know, tough it out, and because this is hysteria, man. And the more people are like, oh my God, I gotta go buy eggs because I'm not gonna. Okay, relax. You know what I mean? Like, the world's not gonna end. And that's all we can do is just tell people it's not the end of the world. Nothing has changed. This is not a serious virus, but you know what I mean? Like, and hopefully, you know, calm will prevail.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
It will in the end. It will in the end, but it's just, I don't know. It seems like these news, I understand why your three pillar idea, right? I understand why countries
want to do it. They want to get ahead. I understand why the politicians are doing it. They want to get ahead. And I guess for the same reason, I understand why the news people are doing it, because they want to make money by selling their advertising.
There's also a narrative.
But I know how to stop the politician. You don't vote for him, right?
Your question is why the people? Why the people are? Because it's you, have you ever heard the term FOMO?
Yes. We used to call my old boss that.
No, that's a different thing. Tim has FOMO up the ass.
No. Yeah. Fear of missing out.
Yes. Fear of missing out. That's true.
Yeah. And that's what it is. People are like, oh my God, I'm going to miss out on the toilet paper. I need to go get it. And that's what those people are afraid of.
To the toilet paper scenario, right? When toilet paper is something that everybody uses, everybody needs it, for lack of a better word. And when there's a rush on it, there's still a legitimate need for it, right?
Wipe your ass.
Exactly. So that if one family goes out and buys 1,000 cases of toilet paper and stores it in the garage, everybody in their neighborhood or in that area now has a shortage of toilet paper. Mm-hmm. And basically the price is going to go up, because now either you have to drive further to a further away store, spending your gas and your time to get the toilet paper. And to some point, that's going to spread to your entire city, your entire state, whatever. And there's just not going to be any around. And then what do you do? There's nothing you can do.
Let's steal it from the hotel in Las Vegas.
You can use a newspaper, man. It's not the end of the world. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
well, true.
Look, there's some places in the world that use their hand. That's why they don't shake with the...
There are some places that have the bidet and they use a...
Dude, yeah. So I actually was talking to my new coworker today, and he actually realized he wasn't falling into the whole the whole hysteria, but then he used his last roll of toilet paper this morning and he was like, oh shit, I got no toilet paper.
All right.
So he literally went to like three different stores on his way to work. Nothing. He finally went to Target and they had it. But what he was saying was, he was like, he was telling me about his buddy. He's like, my buddy just bought a bidet. He's like, a red? He's like, you use a washcloth and a bidet and you clean your ass. I'm like, duh. I mean, you go take a shower. It's the same thing.
I guess.
Yeah.
And it's a cleaner ass.
It's a cleaner ass.
It's a cleaner booty.
It is.
How many?
Get the dingleberries.
How many millennia did human beings go without toilet paper, man? You know what I mean? Like,
a lot.
We will survive. Yeah. We will survive.
Yeah. Right. But all right. Yeah, I guess it's just, the idea that it's like a domino effect, right? A few people do it and then it affects everybody else. And they're like, well, now that I got to drive eight miles further to get my toilet paper, maybe I'll buy two packs instead of one. And it's a domino effect, right? It just goes more and more and more.
We already told you. I told you earlier today in the truck.
So,
if you see me out in the backyard wiping my ass across the grass, don't worry. I just moved.
So the show I listened to in the morning, Jesus. Dude was saying, he's like, I got a shovel. He's like, my dogs go outside and take a shit. He's like, you will see me. And he's like, I will live stream myself taking a shit in a hole in my backyard and put that on Twitter. I was rolling. Jesus.
Yeah.
I was rolling.
Yes. All right.
We're over this shit.
Yeah. Anything else?
Closing thoughts here. I'm gonna say a little bit. So this is how we know it to be a hysteria, because everyone who's panicking right now needs to ask themselves this question. How many people do I personally know that are affected by the virus? If you can't say no more than one, this is not an epidemic. Now, for those of you that said, I know somebody, or some people that have it, how many of those people have died because of it? And this is how you know it's not a pandemic. So what are we doing? What is the news media doing? Panicking everybody. So again, the silver lining in all this is what the hysteria has revealed, and we've said it. It's revealed how dependent we are on Chinese goods, which needs to stop.
Yes.
It's revealed that the media is the enemy of the truth. And it's highlighted how well President Trump is at being president by what he's doing and how he's responding. Because he was the first one who said, stop, we're going to stop our flights. And now that decision is paying dividends for him, because those people who said, oh, no, they look foolish. They have egg on their face. And those are my closing thoughts on that issue.
All right.
All right. Moving on, Heidi, Crazy Chronicles. What is going on?
I got a couple crazy ones.
Couple crazy.
First one up.
Missouri.
Are we guessing states?
Sure.
All right.
We can guess this state.
All right. Say the.
This college holds a fomentment for seniors.
What is a fomentment?
You know, the colleges are all shutting down, sending their students home. Yep. And so this particular college today decided to pull all the seniors together and it held a fomentment ceremony complete with garbage bag gowns and yarn tassels to replace their likely canceled graduation ceremony. So they held their graduation ceremony with trash bags and knitted tassels today as a fomentment celebration.
Yeah, it's a good thing that they didn't spend, you know, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 for their semester of learning and they get a fomentment out of it.
You know, I saw something really interesting as we're talking about college real quick. And they're forcing everybody out of their dorm rooms and online colleges and everything. Those kids better get their money back for room and board, man. Yeah. That's some bullshit because, you know, where are you supposed to go?
ASU, like,
what if you, there's kids that go to school that literally have no place to go.
Yep.
During this, you know, like they don't have a home. You know what I mean? Like, where are you supposed to go?
Yeah.
Hopefully you have some friends and, you know, but it's crazy, man. Like the colleges aren't going to give a refund. Yeah. I'd be pissed.
Yeah, a lot of cancellations. Yeah. So, you know, it's crazy because I did tell you that I had bought my ticket to go to Guatemala and all that stuff. And so all those flights are canceled now. And it's a shit show, man. Trying to, you know, get, you know, good thing I bought the insurance. So at least I got that.
You would have got your money back anyway.
Yeah, the airline cancels the flight. They have to refund you. I mean, that's outside your control.
Anyway, the college, I want to say, this is somewhere in Florida because it's garbage bags. So I'm going to say UCF, University of Central Florida.
Ohio.
And Nelson, I saw?
California.
Okay, this is Massachusetts.
Oh, it's close. I was going to say Harvard.
Olin College fomentment.
Who the fuck is Olin?
I don't know.
Cares.
It's a college for engineering.
Nobody cares.
College of Engineering.
Olin. Anybody want a peanut?
All right. Farm fire caused by pedometer eating pigs.
Ooh, that's Florida.
What?
A pedometer eating pig. So a pedometer is that thing you put on your foot and it counts your steps, right?
P-E-D-O-M-E-T-E-R.
Yeah, it's a pedometer.
Pigs.
Well, I'm going to say Texas.
A pig ate a pedometer and it burnt down a farm?
Hold on. Firefighters said crews responding to the fire at the farm discovered the flames were caused by pigs eating a pedometer.
I don't know how that causes that.
Okay,
so let's see. I'm going to guess.
Like, it's on fire.
Texas.
I'm going to guess Oklahoma.
Ooh.
Chicago.
I have to say this one is opened up to the world. It's somewhere in the world.
Oh, what, the pigs?
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
France.
China.
We got France and China.
Well, what's in between France and China? A whole lot of Russia. Russia.
Oh my God. So this is in Britain.
Close.
Britain. Oh. Okay.
The firefighters were able to extinguish the flames that had spread to 4 pig pens without any injuries reported to humans or animals. Wow.
Yeah, I don't get that anyway. Yeah.
It was the copper from the batteries that reacted with the animal waste and caused the fire to ignite.
Huh.
Wait.
Well, so, I mean, in theory, they could have eaten a bunch of pennies and done the same thing.
Yeah, I guess so, because it passed through their digestive systems.
So pig shit is reactive.
Yeah. I mean, this thing's
it's explosive.
Fire. Yeah.
I don't think it's explosive. It's just like methane, right? The
methane in batteries. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Okay. Click on the link that I put in the chat, please.
You have three. Okay.
There was a reported loose lion. Lion loose. Oh, it's telling you where. All right. Scroll down.
Spain.
Look at it.
Spain.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what the
Oh, I saw this. I saw this. It cracked me up.
Oh, they shaved the dog.
It's actually a dog. It's not really actually. Yeah.
You hear about that every few years. There's a story about that.
They were in a panic, and it turns out it's just a damn dog.
Let me tell you something. You see that walk? You see that thing walking around? What's your first reaction?
Oh yeah, they had multiple reports. The lion was loose in town and discovered that the animal was actually just a dog with an.
Oh, that's dangerous. So someone could have shot one.
Yeah, poor doggy.
You do that in America. Someone's going to shoot it.
So what's crazy is when you talk about animals. So two days ago, I'm on the phone with my buddy. We're talking fantasy baseball, right? And then they canceled the season. Anyway, we're talking fantasy baseball. And I'm like, wait, hold on. All of a sudden, I see this thing running across the street. A coyote. I have not seen a coyote in my neighborhood in years. As I'm doing it, I got Dum Dum in the front seat. And he sees this thing and he's just... He's ready. I'm like, not today, homie. And I was like, you know what? I actually went back home and actually shut my doggy door because I was like, that son of a bitch gonna come in my house. No, not today.
So for all of you that are missing your sports, I would just like to give you shit.
Give you shit?
Yes.
Hold on. I'm gonna give you a video. I'm gonna give you a video with audio.
So there
it
is
kicked
one.
Me out of Zoom, so I have to.
There is one sporting event going on today, by the way.
What?
What's that, Tim?
The first ever live WWE event with no audience.
Yeah.
Oh god.
They're doing a full.
Why?
Yeah, they're still putting still putting the show on. Man.
Why?
All right. Ready? And we're gonna.
Gronkowski just signed.
So
with
here
him.
You go. I don't know who this guy is that's singing, but you might. Look, he doesn't even realize he's being recorded. Who is he? look at the passenger. He's like, this motherfucker. So this NBA player, whoever he is, is not crying.
Yeah, I'm good with nobody.
He's sad. He said he's not playing anymore.
Oh, that guy ain't playing. That guy old as shit.
Look at the passenger, though. He's like, what the hell? He's just shaking his head the whole time. He's like shaking his head every few minutes. Like,
you know damn well he's... You know how that shit started, right? Like, they was in the car. That song came on. He's like, bro, shut this shit off. So you know damn well they were talking shit, and he's like, I bet. So he's like, I'm going to start jamming out and embarrass the shit out of you. And he's like, okay, motherfucker, I got you.
Pop. Yes.
I got you on the Twittergrams. So, hey, so just one thing before we finish off here. I do want to convey the joy of the game craps, because Timmy brought it up earlier. Heidi and I are actually heading out to Vegas this weekend, so we're not going to die of coronavirus.
We're not going to die.
But for those of you out there,
come back and get coronavirus.
For those of you out there that,
with me, bitch.
For those of you out there that do go to casinos and you do like watching, you know, craps when you are watching other people play the game. When you go to the craps table, one of the things that happens is you see all the activity that's going on, and it's very
fast paced and intimidating.
Intimidating is what I'm looking for. And all you really need to realize is that basically craps is like 18 different games all being played off of one roll of the dice.
Oh yeah.
Right?
Wow.
Some of those games continue through multiple rolls. Some of them are a one roll thing, but it is a really fun game. And the great thing about craps table, if you can't find a craps table in Vegas in the casino or any casino, I guess, all you have to do is just stop and listen, and you will hear everybody at the craps table will start hooting, hollering, yelling and screaming, because unlike blackjack, unlike blackjack or roulette, right? Each player at a blackjack table has their own hand. They're playing a different hand, right? And on roulette, they're playing different numbers. Typically, at a craps table, they're all playing for the same goal. And when the table hits, everybody at the table wins, or majority of the people at the table win. Whereas at a blackjack table, one or two people may win and six people may lose. So you don't get that same, And typically, at a craps table, when the table wins, it's all at one time. Whereas at a blackjack table, the first player gets their card, yay, they won. The next guy gets his card. Yeah, he won. The next player gets his card. Yeah, he won. And so you have a staggered, you know, yeah, jubilance, well, if you will.
You know, this is what I would recommend is, you know, for everybody who no longer has games to watch on TV because everything's canceled. You know what I mean? And toilet paper is now in high demand. It's a scarce commodity. Go ahead and take your toilet paper to that craps table, no pun intended, because
cash it in for some chips.
Cash it in for some chips, exactly.
I'll tell you though, that game, oof, that is the that game, and it's the only game in the casino that you're betting on the player. You're betting with the player or against the player. The house has no, they don't, the only thing the house does is put the money, put the chips where they needs to lie. And they fucking push the dice to you. They don't even touch the dice with their hands. They have zero interaction with anything to do with that game. It is all people and people putting their money and betting on the player, not the house. You know what I mean? Like, you can't get mad at a dealer. Like, when you're playing blackjack and you get a really cold deck, you get pissed at the dealer. Yeah, this dealer sucks. Oh, craps table's on you, homie. It's all about your energy, dude. I'm telling you,
it's
anyway. Fine. So we don't need to have that.
I suggest that the next time I know for a fact in Vegas that most all the casinos that I've been in, they offer like craps training lessons, right? And basically, it's usually like 11 o'clock in the morning.
Who wants to do that at 11? I'm nursing a hangover, and I need another drink.
Well, you know how to play. Jeez. These are for people who are visiting, new, don't know. And I'm sure they do it for other games as like blackjack, roulette. They do it for all of them. But the next time you're in Vegas, and you know you were up late the night before, so you get up around 10 o'clock, you take a shower, you're walking around the strip at 11:30. Stop into one of the casinos. Take a stop in one of the casinos. Take one of the lessons. You know, they give you the fake chips, and you go through the whole process. And it's a great game. And I want to go ahead and just recommend you guys do it.
Dude, I'll give you the best piece of advice right now. You don't need training. Just take training from fucking Timmy Two Times over here. All you got to do is put money on 6 and 8, and then you learn the rest of the game. 6 and 8, best odds, and you can make quick money on that and just be safe. You don't have to worry about all these other bets. 6 and 8, and then you can learn the rest of the game. That's it.
Or just take a lesson for an hour and you'll have a great time. I guarantee you'll have a
great
time.
You always win in a lesson. You never win.
You never I think one of the other things about...
Anyway, let's close it out.
I'm fine.
We're talking about... Me and you, the only two talking about craps. Nobody gives a shit about craps.
Well, one of the other things about the craps table
is... He's
going
to cut this out, by the way.
No, you're not. One of the nice things about the craps table is the waitresses, the drink waitresses.
Yes, free.
Since there's so many people around the table, they come there versus tables that only have like one or two people at them, like blackjack tables. Okay. Because they're like, they can get multiple drinks right there. And when they drop off the drinks, they're getting, you know, a buck tip each time. And so it's just like they can it's a quick hit for them. So
I could give you a lot of good, fun stories about craps and how basically I've gone, you know, numerous times Vegas by myself. You know, at conferences and stuff like that, at night, go to the final party, get shit-faced, finally start playing craps. Dude, I went on heaters, man. I mean, when I say heaters, like I was rolling for about 30, 40 minutes. You know what I mean? Wow. I hit fire bed. I mean, I had money being handed to me. I had no idea. But when I get drunk and I'm playing craps and somehow I get on these rolls and I'm not, you know, I lose more than I win, right? But when I hit those rolls, the casino loves me because the tables get hot, then the next table gets hot. Dude, you have
That's
so much
loud. No, and you exactly. have a lot of energy.
Oh, that energy. But everybody starts winning. People start drinking more. And then all of a sudden that rug gets pulled, man. You hear that all at the same time that rug comes out, but holy shit, it is the best rush. It beats it beats almost any kind of rush. When you're on a heater and you got everybody and you just, oh man, I'm thinking about it. I got to go to Vegas.
Wait, he's about to come.
He's going to be in the back of the truck tomorrow.
It's better than sex.
He'll be hiding on the back of the truck. We won't even know he's there. we'll be walking out. Why is Jim's car out parked?
Well, I can't bet sports no more, so this bullshit, man.
Yeah. Who cares about sports?
Oh, my God. Dude, you get free drinks when you start.
So the last time we played at the craps table.
Nelson wants to go to sleep, so.
No, Nelson all wants to go to sleep.
The last time we went to the craps tables. Every time Jeremy was playing and we were on a roll, he was doing so good. And every time he would get, what was it, $25 chip?
Yeah.
I would take the $25 chips and I was only letting play with the $1 and the $5. Yeah. No, we were winning. We were up. Big time up.
No, I do the same thing. I put it in my
comment,
back pocket.
No, this little motherfucker makes a comment to the dealer and says something about how she's taking all my high dollar chips and he stopped giving them to
me. You know how
he broke them
cash
down
you
to
out.
Ones and fives.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we walk away from the table and all the money that he'd won, we were up hundreds of dollars. Lost it.
Oh,
he lost it. Yes.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is this episode of The Salty Show.
Just party out there, man, guys. Enjoy your time.
Look at the passengers looking at like this motherfucker.
Just celebrate because you know what? At least you're not time
hungry.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, Wilson.
You know that guy can't walk through a Target without going down the sporting goods aisle now.
Exactly. I'm sorry, Saul.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank
you for joining us on this episode of The Salty Show. Catch us on all these social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Give us a follow, hit that like button, and share some of the content. We will catch you all next time.
I'm sorry.
Adios.